Hi, everybody. I am Chappelle. Thank you so much for tuning in to Chappelle, Your Best Tea podcast. I am so excited to be here and thank you so much for sharing the space with me. And I appreciate all of the support in advance. Thank you so much.
So, Chappelle, what inspired the name Chappelle Best Tea?
So, what inspired the name is I kind of wanted to piggyback off of the last podcast that I was doing, which was Chappelle and Friends. And I also wanted to incorporate something that tied to my actual business, Chappelle.co. And in my business, I utilize herbs and natural things. And so, and I'm also going to be making my own herbal tea. And so I said, you know what? Chappelle, your best tea. And what solidified the name is my best friend, Serena, which is behind the camera. I shared with her that I wanted to like change the name to Chappelle, Your Best Tea. And she sent me this cute little meme and it had a little bunny rabbit and his friend. And they had like a little cup and it said, Your Best Tea. And I was like, you know what? That solidifies it. I'm going to use Chappelle, Your Best Tea because it just incorporates all of the things that embodies all of the things that I want to evolve into as far as business and the person that I'm becoming. I'm also, excuse me, I was in school to become an herbalist. So I am actively learning herbs and teas and tinctures and all of the things. So I just wanted to kind of like incorporate all of those things in one.
What type of topics can we look forward to?
Oh man. What are we going to talk about? We're definitely going to talk about the tea, okay? Literally and figuratively. I'm going to be talking about if not every episode, every other episode, you can expect a new blend of tea that I'll be teaching you about or just putting you up on, like a blend of natural herbs that you can use. It could be used to maybe better your sleep. It could be used to maybe better your womb or anything like that. You know what I mean? So I am looking forward to that piece of the show. It's just kind of like while I'm educating myself, also educating others. And we'll also be talking about the other tea. You know what I'm saying? We'll be talking about the latest, topics that's going on in the world. I'll also be talking about my own tea, because I feel like I know, I don't feel like I know I have a testimony and I have a lot of my own journey to share.
What is your go-to tea?
My go-to tea, and that's kind of hard to say. Like I said, I'm like learning right now. Like I'm experimenting with a whole lot of other herbs. So I think right now, which I think today and yesterday, the tea that I made was a blend of mint and lavender and chamomile. And I whipped it up with a little bit of honey, but that blend was really, really good. I think I had a little bit of eucalyptus in there too, so I don't know, but it was good though.
Finally, what inspires you to continue your podcast journey?
I enjoy it. I got into podcasting years ago, when I was hired to be a host of somebody else's podcast. And from there, I was just interested and had my own podcast from there. And the feedback that I still to this day, even though I haven't been podcasting as of late, I'm just now getting back into it. I still have people stopping on the street like, "Oh, Chappelle, you're the Chappelle TV show. You got the podcast. Oh my God, like we're gonna put another episode out. I love your show." So that's very inspiring and very encouraging. But I just know that God gave me a vision and a testimony and a voice and a platform to share my journey. And that is what inspires me to continue to keep on podcasting. It's just to utilize my voice and to share my journey and my testimony.
Whatever questions do you want to ask? Should I do the
No, I can just say, I can't think right now. Welcome, Chappelle.
So I know I'm having a glass of wine right now. However, When I'm usually speaking to you guys, I will be having a cup of tea in my hand because I am your best tea.
Tell me about how you came up with the idea of best tea.
Well, it actually, I don't know, this is like my third rebrand, and I kind of wanted to piggyback off of my second rebrand, which was Japelle and Friends. And I also wanted to tie this podcast into my business as well, which is Japelle.co, which I focus on a lot of self-care things, and I utilize a lot of herbs and things of that nature in my business. And so I will be making herbal teas. And so that's kind of like, I just kind of piggybacked off of that. And also, it's like the name kind of solidified itself when my best friend, you literally, Serena behind the camera, literally sent me this meme. And it was like this cute little rabbit in like a cup of tea or something. It said, "Your best tea." And I was like, "Oh my God, yes!" This is literally right after I told her that I wanted to name or rebrand my podcast, Japelle, Your Best Tea. So that kind of like solidified that name for me. And I love it. A lot of people, I'm kind of like getting a lot of feedback, like good feedback with the name and stuff. So, but as far as the rebrand, like, oh, it's just been like a long journey. Like, I went from Japelle TV show, which was a really good run. I got a lot of good episodes and feedback and support with that show. Then I went to Japelle and Friends, which, you know, it started out good, kind of just really didn't work out. And now I'm just doing Japelle Your Best Tea, which I will be producing my own show at this point. I used to work with a production company. And now, man, I'm just one woman show, you know, with the support of my family and friends. And I'm just gonna do it. Like, I feel like I used to feel like I needed a team. I had to have a team to do something. And now I'm just like, you know what? No, God has given me a vision and a voice and a platform to share my journey and my testimony. And that's what I'm gonna do, regardless if I have a team or not. God is my team, okay? But yeah, so I, you know, used to have work with a production team. I'm no longer doing that, which that was a blessing to have. However, you know, at the end of the day, you just gotta keep it pushing and keep going no matter what. And so that's another thing, is just kind of like inspiring me just to keep going. It's just, you know, you don't always have to have a team or have somebody that is supporting you. Like, you have to support yourself and be your biggest own cheerleader. I've always said that. You always have to be your biggest cheerleader, because if you're not cheering yourself on, if you don't believe in your vision, if you don't believe in yourself, then who else is gonna believe in you? You know what I mean? So I just thank God for the vision and the confidence and the will and the drive to keep on pushing forward. And so here we are with Japelle, Your Best Tea podcast. And I am just so forward, I'm looking forward to sharing this journey with everyone. And I'm just looking forward to growth and evolving. So thank you guys for being here in this space with me. And thank you for all the support in advance. That was good.